This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Be aligned soon to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire.
If they say I never loved you,
say I never loved you.
No, they are a liar.
You know they are a liar.
Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm coming to you from Los Angeles, California. I'm going to be live for the next 3 hours. They have one of the other great crew members hosting the fourth hour, and then I'm going to get in the car and drive down the street and host a couple hours of the Joe Rogan Experience, one of the most popular, if not the most popular, podcast out there. It's also on XM and other satellite systems around the country. So that's coming up at roughly 3:30 Central today, about 30 minutes after this broadcast ends. Well, we have Judge Neil Gorsuch, who weeks ago, folks I talked to said was the lead candidate. I know that Judge Andrew Napolitano was also in the running, but never on the list. And because of that oversight of him not being on the computer-generated list of the most conservative judges, both federal and state, Trump basically couldn't choose him, but I know that he is certainly in the running down the road as one of the leading constitutional jurists in the country. But this gentleman is an acolyte of the late Antonin Scalia, who was killed under very mysterious circumstances. They were good friends and vacationed and hunted together. And so now a mentor of Antonin Scalia, a strict constitutional constructionist, will hopefully get confirmed. Now, he got confirmed to the federal bench years ago unanimously. And now 12 of the 48 Democrats that are running around like proverbial goblins with their heads cut off, screaming and yelling that this man is the devil, look like complete fools because 12 of the 48 that are out there attacking, all 12 of them confirmed him. He was confirmed unanimously. We've got Trump basically announcing yesterday. We've got the response of the media. We also have Dick Durbin saying nothing has changed. They'll still confirm him. So he's one of the only people actually being honorable about the fact that he confirmed him before. They'll confirm him again. This is a big deal for our country. We tend to live in this instant gratification society, so we don't appreciate flowing water and indoor plumbing and medicine, you know, things like that. But what happens when the antibiotics stop working? Well, what happens if we lost the Supreme Court? It's kind of the same question. We were within a paper-thin margin of the globalists completely taking over the Supreme Court. It was Antonin Scalia that defended the Second Amendment in the D.C. Heller case that's now reversing the gun confiscation trend. But understand something. If we don't fight hard now for everything Trump's doing, we're going to lose it all because the enemy is not as arrogant as they were. The enemy is reconstituting its force and moving harder than ever against free humanity. But really good things are happening. Now, the globalists have been pushing for war with Russia when China is the real threat. I agree with President Trump and his advisors that the real issue is radical Islam and the communist Chinese threat. I don't wish for war with any of these groups. But China is expanding its sphere of influence, trying to set up its own global order. And so are the Islamicists, as is very, very, very obvious. There's a big article in USA Today, Bannon takes dark view on Islam as he joins the National Security Council. And you know, this is a big deal because Bannon is an anti-New World Order Americana patriot. It's not about left or right. It's about doing the right thing. You hear echoes of Bannon and Trump's now incredibly famous inaugural speech where America was reborn on January 20th, where he talks about this isn't about Democrats or Republicans. It's about the people and about power being transferred back to you. They freak out in this article and others saying, oh, my God, he's worried about radical Islam. They try to paint him as extreme when all he's doing is saying the sun came up this morning and stating facts. So all this and more coming up We also have some special guests today and some big announcements. I'm Alex Jones coming to you from the road on this February 1st, 2017 Global Transmission.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business,
you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hollywood Babylon.
Hollywood
Babylon. Hollywood Babylon. Babylon has fallen. Yeah, a lot of big reports coming out, even from Variety and Vanity Fair. Hollywood is crumbling. Hollywood is rotting. Hollywood is falling apart. And as it crumbles and collapses, it's falling into the arms of the loving, bloodthirsty, ultra-vampiric, international, global, world champions of mass murder, organ harvesting, and baby parts selling. Imagine I'm here on the collapsing, delusional left coast as it falls under communist Chinese dominion. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot to break down, a lot to cover today. Probably really should take this phone call. Buckle, will you please take that phone call in the other room? I can't ignore that person that just called. Let's close the door there. Thanks. We are here, I have to say, very, very thankful for the position we're in, with Trump fulfilling yet another promise in a royal flush Trump fashion. Judge Neil Gorsuch is probably even more conservative and strict constructionist when it comes to the Constitution than his mentor, his hero, Antonin Scalia. So this is a big, big deal. He picked the most conservative constitutionalist of the three, and the guy's in good shape and is also very young, so he can definitely stay on the bench 25, 30 years. This is a devastating victory against tyranny, a huge victory against oppressors that would take our guns, attack our families, and try to overthrow property rights in this country. This is an absolute victory that really should be celebrated with champagne. Now, he hasn't gotten confirmed yet, but I got to say, Trump continues to impress. This judge was unanimously confirmed to the federal bench more than a decade ago, and now the very same Democrats that unanimously confirmed him are running around saying that they're going to try to block him, other than Dick Durbin, who says nothing has changed. Let's play a clip here of who will hopefully be the new Supreme Court justice to fill the gap for Antonin Scalia, his friend and mentor. Now let's go to President Trump. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Just like it has Trump 2020 has a good ring. Yes, I've got some announcements on that front soon as well. But right now, let's go ahead and go to the president. Oh, it's me making the announcement. I'm totally confused here. And I know I'm on the road. It's fine. I'm on the road. You guys can just talk to me on air if you like. I have a bunch of clips here in my list, and I wanted to play the clip, Alex, that Trump announced his new court pick. So, well, I'm going to give you guys a timeout. Play one of the special reports from Paul Watson. Can we do that? Let's do that.
Given that the left has embraced Islamism to such a degree that they're now basically one and the same thing, I've got a few questions. If banning people from countries because of their religion is bad, then why do 16 Muslim countries ban Israelis because of their religion? If Islam is culturally compatible with the West, why do 11 Muslim countries still execute gay people? If Islam is culturally compatible with the West, why do the majority of Muslims living in the UK think that homosexuality should be criminalized? If Islam is culturally compatible with the West, why do supposedly modern Muslim countries like the United Arab Emirates detain, harass, and threaten transgender people when they try to enter the country? If Islam is culturally compatible with the West, why do you have something literally called the rape game, Taharush Gamia, and something called Bacha Barzi, where old men have sex with young boys? Why do you fail to speak out against Islamic terrorism, yet organize mass protests when someone draws a cartoon of Muhammad? Why do you complain about all Muslims being blamed for radical Islam, then shout down and intimidate ex-Muslims who speak out against radical Islam? Why do you insist that all Muslims shouldn't be collectively blamed for terrorism, but then collectively blame all Westerners for the actions of our governments in Muslim countries? Why do you insist that Islam is a religion of peace, and then threaten to kill me when I say it isn't? If Islam is a religion of peace, why does the Quran contain 109 passages that call for Muslims to wage war against non-believers? If Islam is a religion of peace, why do police keep finding huge caches of military-grade weapons in mosques across Europe? If Islam is a religion of peace, why do significant numbers of Muslims living in the West support suicide bombings? If Islam is a religion of peace, why is there no popular Muslim peace movement? If Islam is a religion of peace, why do I routinely receive messages from Muslims who agree with me, but who are afraid to speak out for fear of being killed? If terrorism is all just a backlash against Western foreign policy, why are most victims of terrorism other Muslims? Why do you constantly invoke the Crusades, a 600-year-old defensive war, to make apologies for modern-day Islamic terrorism? That's not an argument.
Not an argument. It's not an argument.
Not an argument.
Why do you complain about France banning the burkini, when if Western women visited beaches in Islamic countries wearing what they wanted to wear, they'd be attacked and imprisoned. Why do you try to shout down criticism of Islam by calling it racist when Islam isn't a race? Why, after every Islamic terror attack, is your primary concern a backlash against Muslims? Like, if a far-right troll kills Muslims, should our primary concern be a backlash against far-right trolls? If the West is so selfish for not taking in enough Syrian refugees, why have the five wealthiest Muslim countries taken in virtually no Syrian refugees? If the West is so evil, oppressive, and Islamophobic, why do 50 million of you live here?
Great job, crew. Again, I'm on the road. They try to go over the video list with me that we compiled together, but a lot of his videos they pull up. And I thought it was a clip of the president announcing the new pick yesterday and part of that presser that I want to play some of coming up. Instead, it was me announcing it last night on Facebook mentions. That's what he was saying. It's you. I'm like, go to this clip of the president. And I hear him going, it's you. And I'm like, what? It's me. Go to the clip of the president. So that's what these live shows are. Here in Sci-Fi Land, where I'm on the road in L.A., they're in Austin. We're about to have a guest joining us from the East Coast at the start of the next segment with a big announcement. And let's tweet this out so everybody tunes in to Infowars.com right now. President Trump is going to be nominated by a very, very important nation and a very, very important leader for a Nobel Prize. And we're going to tell you what specific Nobel Prize that is. Breaking here first. Coming up at the start of the next segment. So, again, just get ready for more and more exclusives here on air. There were more than 20 CNN, ABC News stories, you name it, just last night and this morning about our interview with Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's joined InfoWars, freaking out over the fact that we're going to set up a Washington bureau and saying, InfoWars isn't real. You can't have that. You can't do that. Stop them. Don't compete with us. Don't get in the boxing ring with us. Don't get on the field with us. No, no, no. No, no, no. I mean, it reminds me of the 30s and 40s saying, don't let black baseball players on the baseball field. Because that's basically what this is. Prepare to be completely dominated. You know, everybody likes Babe Ruth, okay? And I grew up liking baseball. He was a great baseball player, but it's easy to have unbreakable records when he was only playing against white guys. I mean, it's kind of like that's the allegory. Get ready for competition in media, okay? And I've got to say it. You know, InfoWars.com is absolutely aggressive, truth-based, and savage when it comes to really taking action and not rolling over. And that's what is happening here. I mean, we have 3 or 4 million listeners an hour tuning in if you add up all of our different platforms. And we're adding new media platforms all the time. We are destroying the globalists thanks to our listeners who aren't just couch potatoes, but who are the coolest, most aggressive, focused activists in the world. And Trump, again, has fulfilled another promise. He's pulling out of the climate change treaty. He's restoring our coal power plants. He's building the pipelines. He's cutting the taxes across the board. He is just beginning the removal of Obamacare, getting rid of the forced mandate. The list goes on and on and on. He is just he's fulfilled so many promises, like investigating vaccines. It makes my head spin, getting rid of regulations. But now with this Supreme Court nominee, you know you wouldn't have gotten somebody this good with Bush or Bush Senior or even Reagan, quite frankly, but we got Scalia with Reagan. This is a super hardcore constitutionalist, one of the best choices you could make other than Andrew Napolitano. And so that's why I'm so excited. Let's go out to break here with a clip from Dick Durbin admitting nothing's changed from the confirmation, but adding this is a Supreme Court nomination, so we've got to look closely. But it's well known that Judge Gorsuch is as clean as a whistle. Here it is.
Willie. Senator Durbin, it's Willie Geist. Do I have it right that you voted aye in the voice vote in 2006 when Gorsuch was up for the Federal Appeals Court?
Good question, Willie, and I just don't remember, to be honest with you. On voice votes, you don't make much of a note on it, and it's possible. I don't believe there was a lot of controversy surrounding it. But let me tell you, he's moving from AAA ball to the big leagues here, and he's going to be the deciding vote on the future of the court for a long time, it appears.
Yeah,
so this is an important decision.
The congressional record shows you did vote in favor. It was a unanimous vote. But has something changed in your view of Gorsuch since 2006 when you did vote aye for him?
No, but, you know, just take a look at what has happened in the past. When someone moves up to the Supreme Court level, different important questions are asked and people are much more careful. That's the way it ought to be.
Well, here's the good news. Trump has the House, the Senate, so he has the legislative, he has the executive, and he has the judicial. He has them for at least...
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business,
you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him, he will. Oh, man is invented, he's doomed. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman.
Well, I think Bob Dylan and his anti-war song here is perfect as an intro.
Still, just say who gonna take away his lifetimes to kill.
Joining us is Dr. Jerome Corsi, three-time number one New York Times best-selling author, an investigative journalist, and also longtime, friend of Donald Trump. They, of course, talk some this year at Trump Tower. I know he's been working with Trump for 40 years, and we're really proud to have Dr. Corsi on board at InfoWars, forming the nucleus of our Washington Bureau that I hope to have be very, very robust and strong in the battle to restore this republic and freedom and peace worldwide, something Trump talked about in his inauguration speech. President Obama was given, when he was still president-elect, the Nobel Peace Prize and subsequently launched a whole bunch of wars and bombed, what was it, seven countries. But we have breaking exclusive news from Dr. Jerome Corsi and his extensive connections in the Middle East, where he served as an advisor to the State Department and more, and a lot of classified areas we can't get into. He has major breaking news exclusive right now. Dr. Corsi, thanks for giving InfoWars the exclusive.
Well, Alex, it's great. I'm actually today in Nashville, Tennessee, and working with a really important cybersecurity company, and I just got text from top intelligence in Israel. Israel has nominated Donald Trump for the 2017 Peace Prize. He was nominated last year. There's about 200 nominations, but this is in advance of Netanyahu, Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit with Trump, which is coming up in the next few days. And Israel has decided to make this nomination basically on the decision to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem and the fact that Donald Trump has had the courage of his convictions. Again, another promise in the campaign being fulfilled, taking, I think, an historic, maybe even biblical step to legitimate the state of Israel. And the way I read the Bible, basically says those who help Israel, God helps, and Donald Trump's on the right side here.
Well, certainly providence that he invoked during the inaugural speech is with our republic. And, of course, England began to help the Jews when they were being persecuted going back 1,000 years ago in Europe. And, of course, it's been known since then. That's why England had so much great providence. And also, of course, the Christian faith and Christ being number one. But that covenant has clearly been passed on, not just to all the Gentiles in the world through Christ, but particularly to England and the United States. Historians, even people that are anti-Western, have marveled that the United States of America has a special providence, Dr. Corsi.
Yes, well, even while we're talking, I mean, Israel, I just got another text message. I said we were going to break the news on Alex Jones' InfoWars broadcast. They said one word. They said, great. They're thrilled we're going to break the news on Alex Jones' InfoWars. And that comes directly from a source who's really above Mossad and the intelligence structure in Israel. This is a very historic moment because, you know, again, Democrats' heads are probably going to explode. You're probably going to... By the way, I think Barack Obama was at war, first U.S. president to be at war every single day of his two terms. And Donald Trump, I confidently believe, is going to take steps to end the turmoil, the chaos in the Middle East. This initiative that he's going to... You know, Putin's a tough guy, and Russia is going to play both sides. But I think we've got some information that's going to help Donald Trump and give him even an edge in dealing with Russia. We're going to publish that in the next day or so. And Israel confirming that they're going to nominate Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize is going to send shockwaves through the world. And the basic understanding with Donald Trump is there's a new sheriff in town and things are changing. And the things are changing, finally, in the direction of the Constitution. And I believe in the direction that God wants it to go in if you read the Bible.
Well, Dr. Corsi, this is breaking news, but I'd like to ask you to hold over in the next longer segment because I know you sent us your Russia story that's well documented, and then I talked about adding some, you know, some more research into it that I'd personally been looking at. As soon as we finish here, if you want to finish adding that other information, I would like to get that out today. If you'd like to release it in the morning, that's fine as well. And, of course, we're doing this because it's just the truth, and people need to know that the claim that Trump was being manipulated by Russia is pure bull. Russia does hope for peace. Russia does want to work with Trump. We want to work with Russia as well, but we have to understand they have their own leftist system in their government as well, and everything is basically a double game. And what Trump's doing, what we're doing, is exposing the double game. This is really about straight shooting. And so that's what we do. But I want to come back and get more of this whole Peace Prize announcement that you've been given by your high-level sources, very high-level. I mean, as high as they go, basically. It's almost ridiculous.
We're on the march.
The news of this magnitude. Yeah. Stay with us.
It's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, leftist infiltration and Islamic infiltration into this country and into our media is so massive it makes my head spin. And one of the few places that I was somewhat blind was the Islamic issue. I knew that radical Islam was funded by Saudi Arabia. I knew that they were taking over much of the Muslim world. I knew that Islamic terror was real and a serious threat. But I didn't like seeing us lose our liberties in the name of countering it. And I didn't like that we tended to attack countries that weren't involved in radical Islam or actually enemies of radical Islam, like Gaddafi or Saddam. Not saying they're good guys. They were bad guys. But they were toppled to make room for the hegemonic takeover of Saudi Arabia. Well, Michael T. Flynn, General Flynn, is one of the chief advisors of Trump. He knows this. He fought when he was still the head of Defense Intelligence 3 years ago to not back al-Qaeda / ISIS, al-Nusra Front, in Syria and other areas, in Boko Haram. And by the way, You want other big giant news here? Let me give it to you. You notice you're not hearing about target lists. You're not hearing about how many countries are being hit. You're not hearing about how many targets are being hit. You're not hearing about Boko Haram being rolled up in Africa. You're not hearing about all the covert direct action that's going on right now. As Trump always said, you don't talk about war. You don't talk about what you're doing. The enemy obviously knows what's going on now, so I'll just go ahead and tell you, because we're about 12 days into this. ISIS and Al-Qaeda are being taken out all over the world right now in direct action. Training camps are being taken out all over the world, and I mean all over the world. Real cells that Obama and Hillary and others had allowed, and other Arabists in their administration had allowed them to infiltrate and allowed them to set up all over the West, those are being rolled up right now. But notice Trump's not bragging about it, and they don't have Fox News and CNN going, today the president had, 36 targets hit, and then yesterday, 45 targets hit. These are all the hundreds and hundreds of targets that Obama would not allow them to target. Remember when he forced politically because he was helping ISIS to allow some bombing hours before they would rain down leaflets and say, don't be in your trucks, don't be out in the open. But now the command and control is being hit. And that's why Trump deserves a peace prize. It was a sick joke to give a peace prize to Obama. Now with Trump, he's actually been in and in just 10, 11 days done more for real peace and real security. And I want to be clear. I don't worship Israel, but I also hate the crowd that blames everything on Israel and says that if you step on a banana peel, it was Israel's fault, when Israel is just like the U.S. They have libertarians, conservatives, liberals, Christians, Jews, Orthodox Jews, you name it. It's a very complex situation. And I have seen the real mental illness out there where Arabist brainwashing and other things in the media have really even gotten a lot of the conservative movement to obsess on Israel and become anti-Semitic. And it's just stupid. It's a distraction. It's mindless. It has nothing to do with reality. The truth is, leftist Hollywood and the big leftist globalists are atheistic and anti-family, and they're persecuting conservative Jews. They're persecuting conservative Christians. They're globalist, materialistic scum. Take Soros, who's Jewish. His pedigree's perfect, helping round up Jews by the thousands when he's a teenager. You can't make this up. And then it comes out in WikiLeaks 6 months ago that he was trying to overthrow Israel. So, again, I'm somebody who isn't just a mindless supporter of Israel, because they have leaders that come and go. It's a diverse group. But I don't hate Israel. I'm out to get Israel. And I ask everybody that is on this bandwagon of hating Israel, what about all the Arab countries that won't take any of the so-called Palestinians that are really just refugees traveling to Israel, many of them? Whenever Islamists kill people or run folks over, the left makes excuses for it. And I remember hearing Bannon talk about this and Corsi years ago and saying, no, there's no way they're infiltrating the media and the government's going to double cross us and actually try to convert a lot of stuff to Islam or make us get rid of our free speech to comply with Islam. That's official now in France and Germany and the Netherlands and Sweden. So Corsi's right. Glenn Beck's right about it. Glenn's got his problems. He was right about this. And it was worse than I thought. So I want to get back to the whole Peace Prize announcement that should happen sometime today or tomorrow. But I want to go back and look at CNN, and I want to look at USA Today and others, who, again, will huff and puff and freak out over normal statements in an attempt to make normalcy and common sense sound weird. Trump's crazy, he wants to secure the border. Well, everybody else that's a sovereign nation does that. Or Bannon's crazy, he thinks there's a fifth column of Islamists in the government. Well, now we know there is. I go to the women's marches, and they're handing out thousands of hijabs, and women are saying, Allah Akbar, we hate white males, we hate Christ, we hate the West, we love Islam. It is Stockholm Syndrome. It makes no sense. So, Dr. Corsi, the way Trump is trying to work with the non-radical Islamic countries, the way he's trying to help the more moderate regime of Assad kick the Al-Qaeda out, the way all this is happening is very, very good. And I think you can really say, if you look at his inaugural speech, he's calling for world peace, but through strength, I think he deserves this peace prize 1,000 times more. But just recap, because, I know you've got this high-level source, and, of course, you're well-known for documenting things. But so let's break down specifically from your source when we're going to hear this announcement and exactly why it's thought that, I mean, will Netanyahu do it? Will another Israeli minister do it? How is Trump going to be specifically nominated for the Peace Prize?
Well, there's a formal process for doing it. They get about 200 nominations into the Nobel Committee each year, and the Israel has gone through the official process from the government to submit a formal nomination of Donald Trump to receive the 2017 Nobel Peace Prize. And I think it's going to be deserved. I mean, I we'd break some other news. I wasn't planning on it today, but you know, Trump is going to pull together a coalition that involves not only Putin, but al-Sisi in Egypt and Erdogan in Turkey. This may surprise a lot of people, to go after ISIS. Turkey has been making strong overtures. I've been writing about Turkey recently. I can tell you 100% confident that Turkey is going to come aboard and is going to want to work strongly with Trump to be a responsible Islamic force in the Middle East. And that coalition is going to go after ISIS and is going to crush ISIS. The disorder, the confusion that was caused in the Middle East by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, you know, destabilizing, getting rid of Gaddafi, getting rid of Mubarak in Egypt, that's all going to be reversed under Donald Trump. And it's well along in the way. The American public doesn't know about it yet. But behind the scenes, Israel is working together with Egypt. We're going to start working closer with Turkey. It's going to be with the United States. Russia's going to be in the middle of it. And we are all going to be basically saying, putting an end to radical Islamic terrorism.
And what does this spell out? What does this spell out for Saudi Arabia, who we know is the main pusher of this?
Well, Saudi Arabia is going to have to come around. I mean, they've got a major issue with Wahhabism, and it's going to have to be addressed. But this is a coalition that's being put together that does not include or necessarily rely upon Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia doesn't get its act together. They're not going to be in the forefront of the responsible countries in the Middle East taking steps to put an end to the chaos. We don't need the refugees. We don't need children killed, women just killed, you know, through the bombing and everything else going on. ISIS is creating this in order to create a humanitarian crisis, and the responsible nations led by Donald Trump are going to put an end to it.
Let's look at the strategy. A lot of it's been leaked by Google and Facebook. Going back 6 years ago, they met north of London, where just a few years later they had the Bilderberg group meeting there at a luxury hotel. And for months they met with the different intelligence agencies, basically commanded by Google, which you were, of course, writing about trying to take over the White House yesterday, trying to creep in there. And Google, that wants to be basically the global corporate government, the AI system, they developed a plan with then Secretary of State Clinton and, of course, Senator Kerry and Obama to basically turn the Middle East over to an Islamic spring, not an Arab spring. Then we saw Al Gore calling for an Arab spring or a liberal spring here in America. And now we see the true bizarre odd couple link up of the left in their hatred of the West with the Islamists. And we've seen this attack literally now launched and materialized. And women from Austin, Texas to D.C. to Berlin, Germany, chanting Allah Akbar and bringing flowers to the Islamists. And this is in the news, servicing them sexually. As if they're God. This is just the most insane cuckolding, Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness programming by Soros, and it's all in the WikiLeaks, but it's so absurdist that if I read this 20 years ago in a science fiction dark satire novel, I would think it was just, you know, too off the wall insane. So what does this really say about Soros and the globalists and their long-term plan to destroy borders and try to merge the Islamic world with Europe just in a dysfunctional mess? I mean, I'm surprised this Trump movement, you know, didn't come sooner, but thank God it's here.
Yes, well, I think you're going to see, you're going to find the announcement when it comes out, just getting more details in from, but, you know, sources. It's going to come out, the nomination may not have Israel's name on it, but it was engineered by Israel. It was engineered, this is part of the backstory, that Israel intelligence is telling me basically that the strategy of getting Donald Trump nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize is going to be key to advancing, you know, the idea, reversing Obama. Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize, and he went to war every day in his administration.
No, I get it. So your sources, again, because this is breaking as it comes in from your high-level source that you're really talking to as we talk on text, that to be clear, Netanyahu's obviously going to come congratulate Obama, but that this is a group effort.
It's a group effort. It's going to be a group effort. I'm not sure. I haven't read and I haven't seen the exact wording of the nomination. I'm just getting my information in from top sources, intelligence sources, and I'm getting the backstory. Getting the backstory of how this is put together and what it's all about.
Yeah, so folks are really getting things raw here on air now.
Yeah, and so this is really, I mean, this is coming in as we're talking. And
well, let's talk about our back sources here and being proven right. They diverted us successfully for about a month. I mean, not myself, but some people with Pizzagate, because you have thousands of emails clearly talking about sex, clearly talking about code words, and all over the country from Hawaii to California to New York to D.C. And then you've got David Brock's boyfriend running a pizza place. Yes. And then the media focused on that pizza place that had just been mentioned on some 4chan board as if the whole story about Wiener and pedophilia was all about this pizza place. So we're saying probably he's done nothing.
Right.
The media then makes them victims by focusing on that. But what do we see in the New York Post, the Associated Press last night? Wiener is being looked at for indictment for child pornography just to begin with. Anthony Wiener may get slapped with child pornography charge. Now, we broke here with Doug Hagman and my other sources off air, Eric Prince of former Blackwater, talk about deep state globally, but he is fighting for Trump, a patriot, proven patriot, is now coming out saying, I have high-level sources 2 weeks after we broke it, confirming in New York a major pedophile ring, and that Hillary's being told, you better watch it, or this is going to come out next. Well, now this just confirms so much of what we said here first, that Wiener is being investigated for child pornography. In fact, I was even shown on air blurred photos that were given to police investigators, just the prelude of the type of crap reportedly on his laptop. So again, massive vindication here, Dr. Corsi.
And a couple other things. I'm going to have the more on Google, because we're going to see increasingly that Brock and Google are the co-conspirators of this fake news idea, and behind it is to close down the conservative press, including Alex Jones. But a couple more things quickly. I will have the Russia story filed in about a half an hour, and it's going to be additional ammunition for Donald Trump when he's going to deal with Putin. It could be game-changing in the deal with Putin. And lastly, I'm here in Nashville with a company called Certainty One, S-E-R-T-I-N-T-Y, Certainty O-N-E, One. They've developed smart data. It's a cybersecurity ability to have even a firewall penetrated. The data is useless to the guys hacking it, because it has internal nano engines in it that make it such that it can't be read. Now,
it's a scrambler.
About 20 minutes ago, emailed this information into the White House, because Donald Trump is about to issue an executive memorandum on cybersecurity, fulfilling another campaign promise. And we're going to be able to give to Donald Trump through Alex Jones, and we're going to form a partnership here with Certainty One, because this is a paradigm shift. This technology, I was working with this technology several months before I joined you, Alex.
Sure, and we also know that Trump had to give up his cell phone a few weeks ago, which is a huge issue. They're trying to isolate him more and more, but it's just amazing. So I look forward to looking at that more and teaming up all of this with you, Dr. Corsi, and a little bit of time we have left here, just adding a caveat to all this. Let's look at the new Supreme Court nominee. I think he'll be confirmed. He was unanimously confirmed to the Circuit Court previously in 2006. But I think that Judge Neil Gorsuch is an excellent choice, being an acolyte of Antonin Scalia.
It's also a brilliant move, because Donald Trump has nominated someone who's, just stellar in his background and his qualifications. The Democrats are going to look like they are, off on the hard left, about ready to fall off the cliff if they oppose this nominee. They're going to look insane opposing this nominee, because he stands for fundamental things the public agrees with. And his positions are reasonable. They're very, very scholarly. and he's going to be an outstanding nominee. He's going to be on the court, I assure you.
Exciting. Okay, and I know this came in breaking from your high-level source that Trump
you know, he's
going to be nominated for a Peace Prize, and you said, can I go with that? And they said, sure. They're like, hey, yeah, we're involved, but it's not just all us. This is a big group effort, but the word is Israel's getting the info that this is going to be coming out soon. In fact, I want to let you actually get on the phone. I'll call you back during the break. If you can, Dr. Corsi, write us a quick blurb on more of the details so we can get this out first. But thank you for giving it to us raw as it came in as raw intelligence.
And you've also got the backstory in that we know, as I can confirm it with the text messages I've received, that the Israel has been very instrumental in orchestrating and putting this together.
All right, very, very exciting. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. We'll talk to you soon at InfoWars.com, new head of our Washington Bureau we're forming.
Thank you. Thanks. Great to be with you, Alex. Thank you.
You bet. A lot of different angles, obviously, just got covered there. My head is swimming with all the ideas and things that are developing. But know this. Trump is going to deliver on lower taxes. Trump is going to deliver on securing our border. Trump is going to deliver on defending the Second Amendment and families and private property and counterbalancing all the globalism we've seen by putting at least four. Let's say if he's even in just 4 years. There's a whole bunch of them who are set to retire. It could be five or six if he gets that second term. We've got to have Trump 2020. We're going to skip this break, guys. Skip that break. Now, Infowars.com, again, is a critical website. And I cannot stress to viewers and listeners enough here that I'm going to put everything that comes in 2017, everything, into forming the Washington Bureau and into augmenting our crew and teams that we can deploy around the country, a camera person, a researcher, a news anchor, more investigative journalists, more writers. But also take care of the great crew we have that have been here. Some people going back 16 years, like Paul Watson and Rob Jacobson, that's been here now 12, 13 years. Those are our longest employees. Rob Dew, 10 years, things like that. We have an amazing team. And I just want to thank God here openly on air. You can call it a prayer, whatever you want, just musing aloud. Thank you, God, because I'll be driving home sometimes at night, or I'll be driving to the grocery store. I'll be walking to the grocery store. I just look at all the milk and honey around us and all the opportunity and how our poorest people are better off than, you know, some of the richest people in history before us, you know, in more primitive times. And the fact that we are really being delivered from corruption and evil right now, and that Trump really is delivering on everything he said he would do, and that we had better really work hard and maximize this breathing period, this rest period that we've got, because this is only a rest period in between rounds. And believe me, I studied history, but also understand things at a metaphysical level. If you think we've seen some big, nasty stuff come down, get ready for some really big stuff to come. The enemy is going to accelerate their operations. We're dealing with very arrogant, mentally ill pedophiles, mainly at the top, who are vampirically draining the energy of children. That's what the raping of the children is about. It's not even really sexual. It's a vampiric, satanic act. And that's why every culture that falls always has pedophiles on top of it who also sacrifice children. The media always makes jokes about this when I talk about it, because they know the general public that at least reads, you know, Vice's publications and, you know, other dumbed-down kind of trendy stuff, don't know that every culture sacrificed children in one period or not. And those cultures always collapse within a few generations of the child sacrifice beginning. And whatever dark gods, whatever demonic entities they're interdimensionally communicating with, and this is what they believe they're doing, that demand the innocents being destroyed. Once an elite gets in place that's being given this type of dark power, you always see only intensification of the persecution until the world basically collapses. Now they believe, though, that this maximum evil will grow to a level never before seen, because they're going to be able to use computers and technology to prop up evil systems that have collapsed before. So they believe that the prime evil, or the maximum evil, is about to be brought upon the world. And so what you see with Trump and the rest of it is only a small manifestation of the potential resistance spiritually that we have against this force. And again, the enemies of humanity are the enemies of God. And they think they can defeat us. That's why we have to go back to God for our strength and just thank God for the wonderful things, the wholesome things, the good things that are happening right now. And Donald Trump isn't perfect, but he's talked about how he's changed a lot, too, the last few years. And really, his awakening has accelerated. So it's a very, very important time to be alive. Also, just want to ask listeners to think about supporting the broadcast. It's essential. We right now really won't have the money in the next year to do all these things. I'm just going to believe in it and believe in God and believe in you and work harder promoting our products and bringing great products to you so we can fund this operation. But everybody needs the supplements, the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody needs the water filter. Says it's from Alexa Pure. They're 25% off right now. That's going to end this weekend. 25% off on the Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration systems. 10% off on the Secret 12 Methyl Cobalamin that's back in. Talk about great energy. It works wonderful with the best-selling Brain Force. Brain Force is now our best-seller, even more than the iodine, because people try it and they just can't believe the clean, strong clarity and focus you get with it. But you mix it with a squirt of true organic methyl cobalamin and acetamyl cobalamin, or however you pronounce it, that helps you upload it better. It's the next best thing to shots. It's the same stuff people inject. They get from doctors. Don't do that, folks. It's not certified for that. But it is the same stuff absorbed right into the body. So we have that taken under the tongue, and we have Brain Force go great together. We also, again, are going to have to retire, even though folks have asked me not to. Trump is my president shirt is going to be gone soon. Hillary 2017 for president is important. Deport Soros on the back and so much more. A lot of new shirts, by the way, I haven't really talked about. There's a Republic Defense Force shirt that's really powerful. Other Citizen Press shirts that say InfoWars.com on them as well. And there is a shirt that says InfoWars Crew as well because there's a war on for your mind. So a lot of new shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. There's also the famous Bill Clinton rape shirt, which is clear to meet like-minded friends and truth seekers, but also make leftists have 110% conniption fits. So that's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com. The Making of a President, 2016, all of them signed by Roger Stone with a signed nameplate. So those are available. This is the first day of that shipping out. He'll be hosting the fourth hour today. We should probably get Stone on a little bit early today to kind of segue into him hosting the fourth hour and a lot of other big announcements to make as well. But it is critical. It is beyond essential that when we put out stories that expose that illegals really are voting or that people are voting in dead people's names. We've got a big investigative report coming out Friday on that. It's essential that you continue to get those articles and stories out because just because we're starting to win and turn the tide doesn't mean we're going to win the war. I cannot stress enough that in my gut, but also intellectually, I know we've got to turn the heat up to the next level. We've got to go and dominate the whore media, the Decepticon media, the fake news media, because they're trying to shut us down. We're not trying to shut them down. We're going to dominate them with the truth. But to do that, it's going to take major capital. So thank you for the support. I pledge to all of you that I will only be more focused, more serious, more humble, but also more vicious in my attacks against the globalists and my total commitment against the New World Order and all these cynical globalists and, you know, garbage folks that just want to divide humanity. So I want to salute you all. Thank you for your support. Whether it's spreading articles or spreading links to our videos or purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, you have made the InfoWar what it is. You are the InfoWar.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses.